One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back
to part two of our ghost stories.
Ooh. And her little sister at 3 years old pointed to her mom and excitedly says, "Mama, that's the lady who stares at me in bed."
I don't want to hear these things. I don't want to know.
I woke up suddenly covered in goosebumps and feeling like someone was watching me.
She's running around on all fours.
But you know for a fact, like if I pass away before you, you know I'm going to come back and haunt you, right?
Anyway. Please don't die before me.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
There's nothing worse than not knowing if you're actually recording.
No, what we didn't talk about is how we recorded almost an entire episode. Power went out.
Right
at
the end.
Soundboard shuts off, and this was we had recorded two that day. Mm-hmm. Our soundboard shuts off, and we were like, "I think it might have saved."
I know. I was laughing, and
you were laughing, and then I put it in the computer. We lost that entire episode and had to film it again.
We had to start over, refilm, but we had all the video footage.
We had all the video, and we just didn't have the sound.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back
to part two of our ghost stories.
Ooh, we got some good submissions.
We have some good ones. It was very overwhelming, and I know there's probably so many that we missed that were so good, but there's so many.
I can't even.
Yes.
The amount of people that have had ghost encounters.
No, hundreds.
Like
hundreds.
It, and we just posted it. It felt like, and it was like already 30 minutes of just like hundreds of messages.
So crazy. So we, on our last episode, we talked about our ghost encounters. So if you haven't watched that, watch that one first, because that's stuff that actually happened to us.
Yes, that we can back up.
Yes, and now we just want to get into sharing all of the stories that we got from you guys, because some of them made my spine tingle.
Yeah, I was over here, and we were silently reading them to choose which ones we were going to share. And I would just go like, "Oh," and then she'd be like, "Ooh."
Yeah,
like you would just only hear that because we were reading through
both,
so many.
Just goosebumps. The hair standing up on our legs.
Yeah,
it was good. But yeah, let's just dive. This is going to be kind of a long episode. Normally we kind of open it with some fun stuff, but I think we just need to dive.
Need to share some of these because they're wild.
They are wild. So, Lo, do you want to start us off?
Sure.
Give us a good one.
I'll start us off.
I'm so glad. Can I just say that we're filming this during the day?
It's in the day. We're still in Hawaii. Can I first share the one of the Hawaii one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So a friend a couple years ago is sharing like ghost stories to her Instagram. And she shares this one of a girl who sent it in and was saying that she was in Hawaii doing a hike that's like illegal. It's an illegal hike. Nobody's allowed to do it. You get like a really big fine if you do this hike. And I guess she went on this hike. They were the only ones on the hike because it's illegal, so nobody does it. And so they went to this waterfall. They're taking pictures along the way. They go back home and they don't see anybody else on this hike the entire time. And then they're looking through their pictures And she immediately is like, who the freak is that on the hike? And she's like, what are you talking about? And it's a live photo. So she holds it down and you can see a person literally walking the opposite way. So they would have seen them for sure on the path, like so close to them. Like you see this face kind of like appear, kind of just look in. Oh, it gives me chills right now. It gives me so many chills.
The thing that's super creepy about this is, well, obviously it's creepy in the first place, but the picture or the person, the figure that they see looks to be like an older Hawaiian woman.
Yes.
Very dark, purpley skin. Yeah. It looks like she doesn't have eyes. And we actually have this live photo that we can post and show you guys because she's not there. And then when you hold down the live photo, she just appears out of
it's like
and her clothes look like ragged and
like
torn.
They look old, like in like she's from a long time ago.
Yep. And if you guys know anything about like Hawaii's history, it's very tragic, very dark,
lots of
very
wars.
Sad wars. A lot of people died on this island and it's horrific. And so a lot of parts of the island is to be like sacred and specifically this hike is considered to be sacred. That's why they don't let people hike it anymore.
And it's dangerous. Like
and
there's
it's
lots
dangerous
of rocks that
and
fall.
Rocks have fallen and killed people. Yes. And so that's why this is so freaky because it looks to be like a ancient Hawaiian spirit.
Yeah.
That appears while they're doing this. And it's clear as day.
You can
zoom in on it.
You can, like, zoom in on her face. It's wild.
It is wild. So maybe we'll put that up there.
It's so creepy. Chills. So
I already have chills.
When that I saw that years ago, and it still gives me full body chills.
No,
when
I
look
I
at that
saved
video.
That because I've shown multiple people that because I'm like, just.
Yeah.
It's real.
So scary.
Because there's no way you can Photoshop a live photo.
No.
Because everyone's like, oh, you can like put that in a picture. No.
You
don't understand.
You can hold it down.
She's
you can
there
see.
And you see her come out. Like, it is the creepiest thing. Like, you can't deny it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like a normal living person. Like,
no.
Once we show you, if you're watching this, like, you will see that it's, she's not with us anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild.
At least they were safe. Nothing happened on the hike, but so creepy.
So, so scary.
And with that opener.
I know. Should I open with somebody else's or do you want to?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. I had a lot actually that were good ghost stories, like a lot of family members who have passed who have kind of shown up in funny ways. So this one is a good ghost story. My grandfather who passed away was an amazing cook. He absolutely loved to do it. A few months after he passed away, my grandmother, my mom, and her siblings heard all the kitchen appliances go off. Kind of weird, but my grandmother didn't think much of it and just unplugged everything. A little while later, all of them turned on again. My family believes it was my grandfather's way of saying he was still there watching over them.
Aww, it's, like, it's like thanks, sweet. Grandpa, but that's creepy.
Yeah, like, thanks a lot. Like, he must have been, like, a jokester or something where they all just kind of get it.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, it's really sweet and tender, but also
it's still a little scary.
I wouldn't want my kitchen appliances to be working and, like, doing stuff.
But you know for a fact, like, if I pass away before you, you know I'm going to come back and haunt you, right? Just, like, in a silly
all
ways.
I know is... I'd be getting serenaded. I'd be like karaoke nonstop. Like, the microphone would hit me in the head.
You'd
like,
literally have my karaoke machine like on display to remember me by, and the karaoke machine would go off.
That's and I'd be like,
a real girl.
Okay, actually,
but I get
if
it.
If you knew for 100%, like that was like. That I knew that was low.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I would be okay with it. But
yeah.
Still, it's just like any time.
I know, it's still a little spooky.
Just don't bother me. If you die, just like, I love you. I'll
like,
see
I
you in
it,
the
though.
Next life.
I get it when I see these family members who's like, I know it was my grandma. I know it was my grandma. I'm like, okay, I do get it though, because coming from me, I could see myself wanting to do that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You'd
haunt people. Yeah. You would scare people.
Not
you would
haunt them. Just like,
you'd haunt.
Say little
I think you'd think it's
funny.
Funny
signs.
You're like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Anyway. Please don't die before me. okay. This is not a happy one.
Oh no.
So it says, we used to live in this older house. We would always come home and smell a weird old lady smell. We would also come home to the attic being open, cabinets open, doors open, and things moved around. One time when I was 3, I swear to this day that I saw this old grandma with her cat. I was up on the top bunk of the bed taking a nap. Then I woke up and saw the old lady and her cat in my room. I asked her if I could pet the cat, but she yelled at me never to touch it. A few more times after that, she would come back and talk to me, but she would always remind me not to touch her cat. Also, one time my mom was complaining about the house always smelling like an old lady, then all of a sudden she felt a burn on her back. My dad looked at her and she had 2 long scratches down her back.
Ooh! Chills!
Don't touch the cat.
Don't touch the freaking cat.
That lady loves her cat and don't... But to actually have a physical
That's mark scary.
Is actually
I actually so saw terrifying. A lot of people say that, like, they would have marks, like,
necks and stuff. Like, you can feel it, but then, oh my gosh, to have scratches down her back, I would scary. Lose it. That's what sent me over the edge when she's, like, complaining about the old lady smell and then her dad sees scratches down her back. Mm-mm. No.
Nope. That's a no for me, dog.
Literally, can we zoom in on my legs right now? No, literally. Look at the goose. Don't Did you just put your microphone to my leg? Like, you're like,
speak up. Goosebumps. Don't zoom into my legs. They're super hairy.
Mine are in the prickly stage, but like they're goosebumping right now.
They're goosing. Okay.
I do have a couple of real ones that I'll share after just about my high school because it is like one of the most haunted, it's on the top most haunted places in America.
So
if you look it up,
crazy, which is
so crazy.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was like rated.
No, it's rated. What up there.
The freak? Yeah, I actually want to do hear this after this one. Yeah. Can you share this?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is, I went to a Catholic school and shared my dorm with 3 other girls and I was never alone in the room. Someone else was usually sleeping or hanging out in there. My roommates had been binge watching horror movies. I usually wasn't too scared of them, but for some reason, one of the Paranormal Activity movies really got to me. I feel you on that. The day after watching it, I went to my room and no one else was there. I was alone. I went to get changed and the metal bottle on my roommate's desk across me fell over on its own. I thought it was weird and was a little freaked out. I did the sign of the cross and a whole stack of books on her desk fell over. I threw on my shirt and ran out of the room as fast as I could. I ran down to my friend's room, pounding on her door. She answered and said, "You look like you've seen a ghost." And she said, "I think I did, LOL."
LOL. Just the LOL at the end.
She's like, I was like, LOL, I think I did.
I don't like that. I don't like the...
Well, a lot of people too, like, did you read about Ouija board stuff? I'm like, don't do that crap.
My friends would play with Ouija boards in high school. And they would do it in church parking lots.
No.
They would go bring the Ouija board and what? Like, why?
No.
I was never a part of that. No. I would not. I was actually, the one thing I can say I was smart about in high school, I never messed.
I was smart about one thing and one thing
one
only.
One thing and one thing only.
Ouija
no
boards.
Ouija boards in high school.
Your mom would be so proud.
My mom would be so proud. At least I had that common sense.
Literally. There's no way. I love scary movies. I love, like, loved. I don't feel like I love them that much anymore after kids. But, like, I love that kind of stuff. I think it's fun, thrillers. But I would never touch a Ouija board.
No.
Never even. No. I don't even like
That's
talking
just
about them.
Asking to open a door that you don't want to open.
No. I don't like that.
Honestly, and I think when people like laugh and make fun of spirits, I'm like, just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't mess with that.
Yeah.
Don't even act like you're tough and it's because you're not. They'll take you and they'll throw you across the room.
I'm scared right now, actually. Can you talk about your experience?
Actually, I don't even like reading these. Like,
I know.
Are we bringing...
It's scary. No.
I have
don't
to sleep by myself tonight.
Luckily, you're in a hotel with a million other people. Hopefully
I
that
don't
protects
care.
You.
I don't think they don't care either. Okay. Oh, wait. Do you want me to
tell? Yeah,
okay.
Tell the story about
okay,
your
Okay, so my high school, like I said, one of the top haunted places in America, and my school would really play into that. So a lot of our janitors would have really, really crazy stories. Like some of the old janitors that were there 100% saw and experienced these creepy things. And one of my teachers was super into the supernatural, and so he would get all these stories from, he would make friends with the janitors and get all these crazy stories because they were always locking up at night. And there was this one. First of all, let me preface this with, under the school, there are like bomb tunnels that go all throughout the school that were used for like escapes and shelters during
the
night. What
did the school used to be?
I don't know. Oh. Actually, at one point, there used to be a house built on the land that the school was made on, but the house burned down and a few of the kids died inside the house, which is already creepy in itself. Yeah. But then they built this school and it has all these tunnels underneath, and you can go down in these tunnels. And I think
kids had access to them.
Well, in the school, like our school, you could go down with some of the teachers and they would go in the tunnels. But then it was said that there was a student that would go down there at night and he would worship the devil. And he wrote a book about it, and it's called Jay's Journal.
No.
But, yeah, this is just what I'm hearing from my teachers. And there was, like, all these, like, crazy markings and stuff because he would go in the tunnels. But you can still go down there. I don't know if they still do this because now it just seems really wacky to even, like, mess with that.
Like, why were your teachers like, by the way, somebody worships the devil down here, and then would take you through the halls?
It was mostly, they wouldn't, I never went down there. It was mostly, like, the student council or, like, the people that were, like.
People up high.
Higher up.
Student council in high school. Not us peasants.
Not us peasants that were just students. I never got to go and experience
that. That's actually so freaky.
No, but that wasn't the only thing. So that was just one of the things that was creepy about the school. Our school is over 100 years old, by the way, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always a ghost that would haunt our auditorium that was notorious. There was, every time the drama was doing like a play or something sketchy would happen and so many people would witness it.
Yeah.
There was one time they were wrapping up for one of the plays when I was going to school there. And I had this teacher at the time, and he told us like the next day in class, they were all like laughing and kind of joking about how there were ghosts in the auditorium, and they were bringing them in there. They were doing like a late night rehearsal, and all of a sudden, all of the seats in the auditorium started going like flipping up and down like this, like in rows, and all the students like ran out screaming. It was like some crazy,
like
crazy
those auditorium
the chairs
seats
that they're already
sit
up
and they were flapping.
They were all flapping, like going around, and all so many students witnessed it. It was just like this huge thing. And then the other thing in the auditorium. So just to make matters worse, my teachers are actually kind of crazy. Like, who runs
were
the
school? Were they pranking the whole entire school?
No,
like, I'm confused.
So we had a full Halloween, like, overnighter at the school.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm not even kidding. This is real life.
Who checks off on these things?
This is real life. And guess what they were doing? They set up a camera in the auditorium.
Okay, this is illegal.
This is not a joke.
This is illegal.
Okay, but this happened. This was. So they had a chair sitting on the stage.
No.
And everybody, so there's a night vision camera.
So you guys are all sleeping in the auditorium?
No. They would send one person in.
No, they
did
not.
At a time. If you wanted to do this, you could do this. And they said, see how long you can last sitting in the chair in the auditorium. But they had a night camera on that you could see from the cafeteria. So they had a big projector.
Stop it right now.
Showing the night vision camera of the people sitting in the chairs.
Were you there?
I would watch in the cafeteria.
You were in the cafeteria watching this happen.
Watching the night vision. Yes. Yes. No, I'm not even kidding. Like, my school, now it sounds crazy. So this is what happened that night. This legit happened. I'm not making this up. So one of the kids goes into the auditorium because I was in and out of the cafeteria. Like, people were doing games and stuff and running around the halls and everything. It was just like an overnight thing. And the teachers were there, blah, 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 blah. So I would go in and out of the cafeteria. Nothing was happening. I mean, people would go in, they'd go out, nothing happened. Yeah. And then this one kid went in, he sat in the chair, and all of a sudden, he starts freaking out. Like, we're talking batshit crazy, screaming his head off, runs off the stage, and he's like, get me out of here. He's literally freaking out.
No.
And I have a couple of friends that were higher ups on student council.
Stucco Press.
And they went in and looked afterwards, and because they were like, shut it down. Like, he's like really freaked out. And he's like, someone was playing the piano. He's like, someone was over by the piano in the auditorium playing around. I heard little footsteps, and then I saw someone. So they go in after, and I had pictures of this. I don't have them anymore. They were like on my old phone. But my friend that was on student council sent them to me. there were tiny little handprints in the dust on the piano after that. Little tiny handprints that were right after that.
You have chills too.
I have chills. So that happened that night. They shut that down. They were like, okay, we're done doing this in the auditorium. I wonder why they would say
Say they're done. Isn't that what they wanted? I'm so spooked.
But it like actually happened.
What the?
I could go on and on, but those are just a few of the stories. I was actually there late at night. This is the weirdest thing ever. So I don't think I've ever even told you this.
Wait, what is this?
So what is that class, the clay class called? I forget.
Oh, ceramics.
Ceramics. Yeah. So I had a couple of guys that friends that were on the football team, and they got really good at ceramics. For some reason, that was a thing at our school. Like, all the football team really liked
really
going in there.
That's actually cute. I love that.
No, yeah. And they had this group, and I was friends with them. So the teacher actually gave them the keys to, like, go do it after hours at school.
Okay, so he's a cool teacher, I guess.
He's a cool teacher, but also, honestly, that's, like, not the smartest thing. Anyway, so we were there, like, late at night, and they were just, we were doing ceramics and, like, actually not doing anything crazy. And then all of a sudden, the lights started getting, like, weird. They started flickering on and off, and I was like, I don't want to be here when it's dark, so, like, can we leave? And they were like, yeah, let's get out of here. That's kind of freaky. And so the ceramics building was like a separate building from where the school was. It was like removed. So you had to walk out of the school to go into the ceramics building.
Yeah.
So when I go out of the ceramics building, I see this. I'm not even joking when I tell you this, but I see this floating blue orb. Literally inside one of the windows up in the school. And I was like, what
is that?
Like, I looked at it and I got so freaked out, and it was just this glowing blue ball of some
sort.
Not even kidding. All my friends saw it. We were just like, let's get out of here, and we like freaking ran. And then one of the teachers had said that they saw the exact same thing when they were locking up late at night. They were working late. They left, and they literally said that they saw a blue floating some sort of thing in the hallway. And then it confirmed to me that that was literally what I saw. And I was like, what the hell is this school?
Gosh.
And then the
Not the teachers just trying to get all these things happening.
No, actually, it's like so scary.
What?
And then the janitor that locks up a lot, one of the stories that they told us was that a little girl would follow him around the halls, and he would like hear the laughing, and he's like, and she would ask him to come play with her and all this stuff, and like he would just kind of ignore it, whatever. And then like she would tug on his keys a lot, like his keys would just go crazy and stuff like that. But then we found out later that the house had burned down with the kids.
Oh, that's so sad.
That was the land that was built.
Yeah.
The school was built on.
At least it was a nice, cute little
kid. I think she was fine.
She's probably just like playing pranks.
But the auditorium stuff, like, I don't know about that. I don't know. I think there's a lot going on in that school. So that was my high school. Super fun.
So fun. That is really
tunnels.
Actually crazy.
Tunnels under the school.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry. You can continue.
That was great. Little side stories.
It's always fun when you like know that like it's coming from like
from
it
the
actually,
person. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Creepy.
Have you ever had good encounters with ghosts?
I did have a really good encounter with my sister.
No way.
Yeah, I actually did, and I was back in high school, and I was having like one of the hardest days ever, and I don't know why, but like, and she just kind of kept popping into my brain throughout the day, and I was just like, oh, I don't want to like think about that. That's like making this like
too
terrible
sad.
Day worse.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was just like distraught, and I was like crying driving home, from where I can't remember where I was going from, but I was like pulling up to my house, and like I was just like melting, just crying, bawling, just like, this is the worst day ever. And I swear to you, I knew my sister was sitting in the passenger seat, and she like grabbed my hand.
Stop.
And was like, and everything, like the biggest wave of calm went over me and was like, you're okay. Everything's going to be okay. And like, I literally felt someone like holding my hand, and I like knew that it was her, which was so cool.
That is the coolest thing ever.
I like hold on to that, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I literally know it was her. Cause, and I know she was like on my mind a lot, and I think she was like maybe trying to tell me like all day, like it okay. was okay, yeah. like because she just kept popping into my mind.
She probably didn't want to scare you because she knew
she's
you
like
and,
you are like, really being.
She
stubborn.
Probably knew you and was yeah. like, "Let me just pop into her thoughts. Yes. Let me just pop here."
Yeah, yeah.
But and it then was she's like, "Okay, she needs me to hold her uh-huh. hand,"
which was yeah, which was really cool. We had really other nice. Little experiences with my sister that were like good experiences, but that have happened like everyone in my family knew.
That is she so was there. Cool.
And like all at once at the same exact time, we're all just like, whoa.
That is like, so cool.
Which is cool. But I love which a that. Lot of you guys had those stories too.
I feel that like my mom has had stories with her mom mm-hmm. too, like throughout her life. Mm-hmm. She's had
I
moments.
Think if you're like open to like feeling that, yeah. that it's like a lot more. I don't know. I feel like
you can like see it more.
Yeah. Or just like recognize mm-hmm. things like that.
Okay, but let's. I'm
let's
gonna
get
read
back
this.
To the yeah, back to the nitty gritty.
Okay, this one is a little bit spooky dookie. So
did you say spooky dookie?
Spooky dookie.
Okay.
I work at a nursing home, so there is a there's constantly
nursing home.
Yeah, there are constantly people passing away in that building. Needless to say, there's been some eerie experiences, and one. That gets me the most is when people bring up the little girl in a red dress. First time I heard about it was from a dementia patient, so I thought they were just crazy, but after many others bringing up sightings of her to me over time, I got freaked out. So
that's
I guess
very
a
specific.
Lot of a lot of patients will bring up a little girl in a red dress to her.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
But also, can we talk about how it's almost always a little girl.
Yes.
Like, are boys just not, like, tortured in the afterlife? Like, are they just living their best life and little
know.
Girls are like, I'm not ready. Like, I want to play with you.
Yeah.
Like, why is it always, there are so many stories I got about little girls on here.
I know.
Little girls in dresses.
Yes. It's always a little girl in a dress.
Mm-hmm. But the red dress is actually really specific. So that's mm-hmm. kind of creepy if a lot of the
yeah, she said
patients
it stuck
are
with
describing
her.
A red dress. Because that's not like, oh, I saw a little girl yeah. in a white dress. It's uh-huh. like the same red dress.
Yeah.
I want to know. I like want to know. Is it when they're wearing specific things? Is it what they died in? Is it like they know. Liked that the most?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I
like,
think oh. it can be so many different things.
So our neighbor's house is an old farmhouse from the early 1900s. Long ago, a little girl passed away by drowning in a cow trough in the barn, which is horrible. But as time went by, it said she's now still at the house. My husband was walking our dogs past this house one day, and a lady was driving by and asked if he lived in the house. He proceeded to say no, but said, "We're actually interested in buying it. It was for sale, and we wanted a rental property." And the lady whispered to her friend, "Do we tell him?" And he asked her what was wrong. She then said, "Let me pull over. You don't want to buy that house." So she continues by telling him a story about how she grew up in that house and her family would hear footsteps going up and down the stairs, but no one was there. Then in the bathroom upstairs, they would hear a cup fall and they would go up there and there was no cup anywhere. They also said they would hear kids jumping on the bed, but again, no one was there. Then in one of the rooms, they said that it happened that you would wake up and there would be a little girl standing there at the bedside. And then it says, "I'm assuming it was her bedroom." So creepy. So after the lady left, my husband went and knocked on our neighbor's door and told him about it. He immediately got all freaked out and said to tell him more about the bedroom. He then proceeded and told my husband that his friend was in there staying with him. And he put them in the room. And in the morning, he came downstairs and said he saw a little girl in that bedroom when he woke up. After sleeping, and that he won't sleep there another night and went to a nearby hotel. Needless to say, I do not like walking past that house anymore.
Whoa.
Little girls?
It's Ooh. Always that.
Old houses and little girls.
That's so true.
Ooh. Imagine, like, that's the thing is, like, not knowing. Like, I'm glad the lady stopped and was like, listen.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy that house. Yeah. Don't make this like, a rental you. Property. Let me just, yeah, put that out there.
Whoa. Scary. Okay, this one is, at the time of this story, my aunt had recently passed away suddenly. I had a dream about her visiting me and telling me that she was okay and watching over me. I woke up suddenly covered in goosebumps and feeling like someone was watching me. I sit up and in bed and see a white light figure float across my bed that looked similar to my aunt. She had on a dress and had long floating hair. Thinking this was all a part of my dream, I rolled back over and fell asleep. I felt embarrassed, so I didn't tell my husband about this situation. A week later, my husband sits me down and says something has been bothering him lately. He then goes to tell me that he thinks he saw a ghost of my aunt in the middle of the night, on the same night of my dream, and described her the exact way that I did. Long dress, flowing long hair, in the same place in our room. It was so crazy. It was confirmed that it was not a part of my dream, and she was visiting me.
Goosies. Again, my legs. Oh, my legs covered. Ah!
So isn't that crazy? Like, to know that it's confirmed,
see it,
like, by somebody. It's like, yes, oh, that wasn't a dream.
That was a separate experience.
That was us experiencing that.
Ooh, bah, bah, yeah, bah, bah. I don't like that. I don't love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hubba bubba to the max.
This girl said, I never really believed in ghosts until this. I went to a friend's house for a birthday party sleepover. This was more of a distant friend, so I had never been to her house for a sleepover before. That same week, I had landed on my back really hard at gymnastics practice, and so I was super sore. All the girls were planning on sleeping in the on the basement floor, but my friend said I could take the bed in the basement bedroom. She then just said, hey, just a heads up, that was my grandma's bedroom, and she likes to watch TV in the morning. Her grandma had died a few months past, and she was living with them before she died. I shrugged it off, and I was like, whatever, that's super weird. When I woke up in the morning, the TV in my bedroom was on, and I couldn't move my legs, almost like someone was sitting on them. Super weird experience.
No.
I don't like that. Oh, by the way, she likes to watch TV. She's still living in there. I hope you're okay with that.
You're like, okay.
I feel like, actually, like, I'm going to sleep with you guys.
Why did you just subtly say that?
Subtly.
By the way.
But she, like, probably is thinking I'm not super good friends with this girl. Yeah. So I can't be like, I don't want to sleep in there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That is so crazy.
I don't. It's like just a friendly grandma ghost, but still scary.
Yeah. This one says, my parents' first house in the U.S. was so haunted that friends and family that didn't believe in that stuff would get spooked themselves. After investigating, they found out my sister's high school friend, who used to live there, claimed him and his family had to move away after playing with the Ouija board so much on that house it was too haunted to live there. The haunting got so heavy that my parents had to get a person to help cleanse the home with a bunch of different rituals. The hauntings finally calmed down after a preacher came and held a huge ceremony to cast the ghost out. This is the short version. One of the worst hauntings, my mom was showering and the ghost slapped her so hard it left a mark on her back, and it was a handprint. They would choke her while she was cooking, and my family could see her shirt being tightened.
I'm sorry.
And then she says, et cetera. Like, many other things happened after that.
Et cetera.
Casual.
I think that's the worst. Like, that's the worst one.
Is that not the freakiest shiz?
The, like, hand imagine mark?
Getting slapped in the shower and then, like, was there anything on my back? Hand mark on the back.
That's what Chills. I'm saying. It's more freaky Chills. When, like, yeah, like, ghosts appear and whatever. People are saying all this stuff. But when you can see a physical mark,
No.
Wait, did they like, what?
Think?
Et cetera.
Oh, no, they got, a preacher came and they said it's gotten a lot better.
Oh,
but she said it
house.
Was, like, so bad that people that didn't believe in ghosts and her family, like,
oh, my gosh,
were freaked out.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, this just reminded me of the story.
What?
One of Derek's friends on the mission. Do you remember the old lady? So a lot of people that we're friends with or know that have gone on missions, church missions, they go to really remote areas of other countries that seem to have a lot of sketchy stuff going on.
Have a little haunt.
Yeah, so this story happened to one of Derek's really close friends, his companion that's on his mission, who he's with. So they were in I don't remember what country in South America, but they had been teaching this little, tiny, frail old lady that didn't speak any English, zero English. They had been teaching her some church lessons for a long time, but every time they would go to the house, they got the feeling like someone wanted them out. Like, they didn't Ugh. Want them in there teaching the gospel, teaching anything,
yeah,
like,
nothing church about related, God.
Nothing about God at all. So every time they would go, they would get this feeling like something was trying to get them out. And then they got a call from one of the old lady's friends. It was like, get over here now. Like, we need you. So the missionary and his companion rush over to the house, and they literally, no joke, see this little old Hispanic lady that speaks no English. She's running, and keep in mind, she's so old, she doesn't move very well, okay? Just get that
I'm
in your head.
I'm so scared right now.
She's running around on all fours, literally running around, jumping on the couch, acting nothing like how she would. And then out of nowhere, when they get...
I can't. The chills.
When they get inside, a deep man's voice comes out of her saying, "Get out," in English. And she doesn't speak English. She's a little old lady.
And it was a man's voice.
It was a man's voice. Deep, no accent, just like,
yeah,
literally right at them. And they said they had to hold her down.
No.
Give her a blessing.
And if somebody told me that, I would run out of there.
She doesn't remember. She doesn't remember what happened. She just went back to being like this little frail old lady.
I cannot with that.
Can you believe that? That is like, and they were like, yep, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. But like, okay.
No, that's the visit.
That is horrifying. Like horrifying.
Oh my goodness.
Back to the submissions. Why do I have so many people so like, good, telling though. Me these things?
Why do I have so many people telling me these things?
I don't want to hear these things. You have I don't want to know.
Oh, so scary. Okay. When my sister was younger, we were playing outside with neighbors, and my sister ran inside and asked my parents who was in her bedroom. When they both got weirded out and asked her why, she said there was someone waving to her from her window. The painter doing our house didn't show up for a few days, and turns out he died the night she saw someone in her window. She still weirdly connects with souls in different ways, but she doesn't really know how to explore or use it. Why does that give me so much chills?
I'm done getting goosebumps. Like, my hairs are growing so fast.
Mine have already. That's why my hairs are long right now. It's just because of getting the chills.
Can I just take it up close of my knee? Like,
really, look at this.
It's like mountains on my legs. Okay, it says, my family and I moved into an old house originally from the 1800s, but had been built onto in the 90s. In the family room, there were a pair of very big, heavy, swinging French doors. At night, you could hear the doors swinging constantly, and if you were home alone, you could hear people walking and talking upstairs. Once, while my sister was home alone, she was organizing some shelves in the mudroom. When she turned around, one of the top shelves flew out and across the room, sending books and the papers flying. Another time, while I was home alone during the summer months, I had a big metal fan on my desk, and I was sitting on my bed and just a few feet away. Suddenly, I felt a cold blanket cover me, and a dent formed on the bed right next to me as if someone had sat down. A few seconds later, the fan lifted and flew at me. Luckily, it was plugged in, so it just fell to the ground. But I was absolutely petrified and couldn't move for about 20 minutes. I'm like, I would have ran so fast.
Yeah.
You were petrified.
Except for I'm a freezer. Yeah. I
think
that.
You maybe would have froze. I would have ran.
And then I try and talk myself out of that being real.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't like that. Then on the bed.
It just, I can't watch scary movies anymore.
I think we used to watch so many scary movies. Yes. That was like our fun thing to do when we'd get together with the friends. And it was always like, let's watch a scary movie, especially all of October. And now
I can only do thrillers. I can't do like paranormal stuff. Is just,
I just don't like bringing that vibe in as we're doing
this
right
now. This is my max capacity.
Every time max capacity, which is honestly worse because this is all just like real stories.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Well, like even okay, the story about, have you seen The Conjuring? Which is, by the way, one of the most scary movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, I have seen that in high school.
You know, Billy Bobby Joel. What's her name? The girl in it, the little girl. She's in like a lot of movies. She's in The Kissing Booth.
Yes.
What's her name? Billy Bobby.
Now I can't think because you're just saying Billy Bobby Joel. You do this to me every time where I think I know it.
Jilly Joel.
It was there. It was. This happens to us so much where I literally have it and now it's nowhere near.
Think of her Bob.
I know her. She's in Bullet Train too.
Yes, she's in Bullet Train. What's her name? The lips. She's got really nice lips.
You know, all I can think is Billy Bob Joel now.
Billy Bob Joel.
Her. You know
Hopefully you guys know
about.
Who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Anyway, she was in The Conjuring as a little girl, and the entire course of her filming that movie, she was like down with the sickness.
Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at her being down with the sickness, but that's a song. Down with the sickness.
It is.
Oh, wow.
And that just got to me when I said that. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
During that time, she was like
down with the sickness. Down with the sickness.
And they couldn't figure out what it was. Like, she was in the hospital. About this, she kept actually. Having to go, and it was this crazy thing. Second they're done filming, done. She doesn't have it anymore.
I don't like that.
I'm like, get that girl, that
but
little
that's
child.
That's actually been just this widely known thing of yeah. people that are in horror movies. Really
I could never
scary
be in a horror
stuff
movie.
Happens.
And
to
like
them.
People, like Jennifer Lawrence is like, I will never film a movie like that again.
Oh, yeah, she said that, didn't she? She
yes.
She filmed
Mother.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-uh. I
just hearing them talk about that, I'm like, I don't blame them. Like, mm-hmm. even like, I imagine filming that would be terrifying.
Yeah, because
you have to act that stuff.
You have to act it, but it also is just like, here, just come
bad vibes.
Yeah, really bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
Okay, this one says, one time I was with my mom and we were ghost hunting. Her mom was a ghost hunter.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
What would she do? Like actual she, ghost hunter would have a vacuum thing.
Yeah, she said that. Well, I don't know the vacuum. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
The vacuum.
Yeah, she totally did.
Yeah, totally Ghostbuster.
No. A little Ghostbuster.
But she said she would take her.
Crazy. She would take her along?
Along, because she said that
sorry?
She.
Sorry?
Just let me read the story.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
That's against the law.
That's against the law. No, she said, so one time I was with my mom, and we were ghost hunting, and we were asked to come to this old building that was having a lot of ghost activity. I was dead ass, probably 12 to 14 at the time.
Why is she there?
But I loved that stuff, so my mom brought me.
Nar.
This is maybe a bad topic for us to do. We're just laughing the whole time. Oh my gosh. IDK, why? Oh. Why is it also funny to use IDK and LOL when we're talking about
these
straight up
freaky things.
Ghosts? Okay, it says, IDK, what kind of building it was? I think it was an old civic center, maybe. But we were just chilling downstairs, and the elevator door opened by itself. We were obviously spooked and decided to ride it up. But it wouldn't open at the top floor, only at the very bottom. So it brought us right back down the stairs. We were so scared, so we hung out down on the bottom floor foyer when the cops showed up outside. They said, we received a call from here that someone was in distress and might have jumped from the second story where they were trying to go.
What?
The thing is, the phone lines were disconnected for literally years. The place had closed down in like 2002 and it was 2012 at this point, LOL. So no. There's no way anyone could have called. It was so scary.
No LOL. That's too scary.
They were trying. It wouldn't open.
Somebody called from the landline.
The landline. And no. The elevator doors opened. They were trying to get up to that second story. And then the cop showed up saying someone called a distress call saying someone might have jumped from that story.
Ugh.
Oh, this is kind of pop culture-y. Not really pop culture-y, but I just was wondering if you had seen it because I haven't seen you in like a month. Right. Did you see all those TikToks about the Cecil Hotel?
No. I have not been scrolling, okay. I will say.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a lot to do the last month, so. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but there was one day where apparently my phone was just on this Cecil Hotel kick.
The freak.
And apparently it's like one of the most haunted hotels, especially in California. It's in LA. And I think people can still stay there. But
I've heard about this.
Apparently there was a girl. There's been lots of creepy experiences there. I didn't really want to deep dive because it was starting to freak me out. But apparently one of the girls, I can't remember her name, but she was, there's a videotape of her freaking out in the elevator. Oh. She's looks like someone's chased, like she's looking and she's running back into the elevator and she's like acting very distressed. And then she goes missing from the hotel.
No.
Completely missing. There was no one like on the tapes that she was talking to at all. Like they just, her like running around freaking out. And then, I can't remember how much later, but they were cleaning. People started noticing that the water tasted gross that was coming from the hotel that they were drinking and showering and like weird smells, all this crap, right? And so people are reporting it. They go and check the septic tanks that were on top of the hotel and they found her body.
No.
In the septic tank.
No.
Yeah. She was in the septic tank.
What the hell?
I know. And then, like, I don't know why this hotel is still open. Maybe this is just what I was shown on TikTok. I don't really know.
Okay.
But is that?
What are the odds you stay there at night? Just kidding. I won't ask you that. I don't want to stay there.
No.
If it backfires. Yeah,
if it backfires. How creepy is that? So but creepy. Apparently other people have died or had weird experiences there. Why is it still a hotel? Like, is this just for the people that like that stuff and they'll, like, go stay there?
Uh-huh. Okay, that's freaky. Okay, this one says, I was asleep at my aunt's house with my cousin in her room. She had two fish tanks, and I asked her to keep the lights on overnight because I was scared of the dark. She insisted we had to turn them off because she couldn't sleep with the light on. I was terrified, but I went to sleep. I then woke up and saw what looked like my aunt at the end of the bed with her hand on a little girl's head who I thought was my cousin. She was feeling it as though she was checking for a fever. I was trying to talk to them, and neither one of them would answer or look at me. I then leaned over to pat my aunt's arm to get her attention since they were ignoring me. When I leaned over, I felt my cousin next to me. I flew under those sheets so quickly, then they ran out of the room. I vividly remember a little girl wearing a plaid nightgown. I then peeked out of the sheets later because I thought it was just a dream, but then I saw the little girl standing in the room looking at the fish tank. I didn't sleep for the rest of the night and have been terrified to sleep there ever since. Mm-mm. My legs, I can't.
I don't think, my mind can't. Look at, that is so funny.
I cannot.
It is so funny. If you guys could see our legs, we should have just done a close-up on our legs.
A constant chill.
Why is it always at night when you're just, like, standing there? Oh, because you always, like, think about that kind of stuff happening. I know. And then it's, like, so many people that does happen.
I know.
Okay. This one says, I didn't even believe in ghosts, and we stayed with friends in their cabin, which was actually a really old house in an old mining town. We were all sleeping upstairs, our two little boys in a row of bunk beds outside our door with the other kids. Our one-year-old was in a pack and play, but would not calm down in the night. I finally brought him into our bed, and he fell asleep between us. I woke up to him screaming and sitting straight up. I saw my husband get up out of the corner of my eye and leave the room, but the door didn't open. I looked again, and he was laying next to our baby. Someone got up from between us and went through the wall. I said something to my husband, and he said, I just saw that too. That someone just went through the wall to where our boys were. My husband went and stayed with them, and I stayed with the baby. But we were both wide awake all night. We told our friends, and they said, oh, yeah, that room has a lot of sightings.
Why are they in that room?
Not the babies. Scary. The babies have senses. Have you guys noticed, like, in all stories, the kids know.
I got so
the
many
The babies
kids
know.
Stories.
The dogs know. Mm-hmm. All babies and dogs in the same realm, they all know. If the baby thinks something's off, something's off. If the dog thinks something's off, something's off.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't even mess with it.
I know. I need to actually find one that's good like that because I have one.
While you're finding this one's super short, but it just reminded me of the little piano fingerprints. It says, I just moved into a new house Saturday. I sat down in the downstairs and I heard three huge bangs. The attic hatch had come down, including the ladder. Creepy enough on its own, but what's even worse is that the day before, we went up in the attic, and I found a mirror on the wall at the very end of it, dusty fingerprints all over it.
Ooh.
Just super short, but scary.
Just spooks.
Fingerprints.
Okay, this is the one that I was thinking about. So I was at a friend's house that was babysitting for another friend. The kid was a three-year-old boy and was supposed to be asleep when I got there. I got there, ran to the bathroom, and could hear the boy talking to himself in the bedroom next to the bathroom. I stood there and listened because it sounded like he was having a full conversation. He answered a few questions about himself and said, no, that's my juice. Shortly after, ow, that hurt. I peeked in on him and asked him if he was okay. He didn't know me, so he asked for my friend, so I got her and debriefed her on what I had heard. I was now invested, so I stood outside the door listening to their convo. He said he had been talking to a girl that was in the closet, and the closet was on fire. The friend said, "Is that little girl hurt by the fire?" Boy said, "I think so. She wanted my juice and scratched me." The friend said, "Have you seen her before?" The boy said, "No, she just got here. She lives with the girl in the hall and her two cats." At the time, I lived alone with two cats in an apartment. No way this kid knew that.
Full chills. Stop it.
Full chills.
Stop it.
Like, she brought the freaking girl with her. I cannot.
That is too much. That's too much for me. It takes me like a good second to reset. Reset.
I think our legs are perma.
This is too much for my little body. It says, I was around 9 years old, so the summer. She was about 9 years old. Her great-grandma had just died that January, and she was sleeping in her grandmother's and her great-grandmother's room. It's pitch black in the room, and about 11 p.m., she looked at the foot of her bed and saw this 5-foot-tall little mass, the height of her little shrunken Italian nana. I was paralyzed with fear, and I watched it leave the room and go into my gram's room. I closed my eyes, and I thought I was seeing things. I woke up all refreshed, like, yeah, that didn't happen. But then I rolled over, and my great-grandma was laying right next to me on the bed. I was so terrified that I punched it because I knew she was dead.
Rolled over, then I punched it.
It just actually kind of funny.
Because I knew she was dead.
Because I was like, she's dead. WTF is that? And now I'm absolutely and now I'm absolutely traumatized.
Oh my gosh.
I knew you would laugh at that. I rolled over, she's dead. I punched. Like, it is scary, oh, but also it's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
She punched it.
She punched it.
Whatever she said. Boom. Imagine rolling over and just
give the great grandma the 1-2.
The 1-2.
Goodness.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, this one's crazy. It says, when my older sister was 3 years old, there's always these stories about 3 year olds. Ooh. It's because they can start talking, but they're still like connected. You know what I mean?
Don't do that to me. Don't make it about 3 year olds.
Okay. When my older sister was 3 years old, she couldn't sleep at night because she would tell my mom that there was a lady staring at her behind her shelf. This went on every single night. She wouldn't feel scared. She just saw her staring. My mom's dad passed away when she was 9 years old. Her mom passed away when she was 18 years old, and her sister passed when she was 21. She believed they watched over her, but never connected with her. As time went on, the lady was still staring at my sister only when she was in bed. A few weeks later, my mom was looking through her old photo albums. My sister had never seen what my mom's family looked like. She turned to a page of her mom and her little sister at 3 years old, pointed to her mom and excitedly says, "Mama, that's the lady who stares at me in bed."
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
It was her mom, but it's still just like freaking.
I don't like stop staring at him. Like, I know you mean well, but it's please.
Scary. I forgot about this other one that I have to tell. Okay. Can I say this one really quick? Okay, it says, my grandparents passed away 1 month apart after they just finished building their dream home. My mom tried to live in the house for a little while. My parents are separated. But the house was too big for her and also too hard for her at the time because she was missing them so much. She ended up selling it to a newly married couple. A few months after selling it, she received a phone call from the wife. She was in a panic and said that there was a ghost of an elderly woman wearing a muumuu with glasses, her hair in a bun, and smoking a cigarette sitting at the kitchen table. Literally, the only memories of my grandma are exactly the description of above. She was always at the kitchen table smoking a cigarette, hair in a bun, wearing glasses. She always had coloring books set out on the table, and I'd sit with her and color my entire childhood. The couple never saw my grandparents or even knew their story about building the house. She still gives me chills to think about. Then she says,
the description so spot on.
She called my mom multiple times after this too. The couple eventually had a little girl, and they've had multiple babysitters quit because they could either see the figure in the kitchen or hear footsteps upstairs which was my grandpa's office where he spent most of his time. I never really believed in ghosts until I heard these accounts from the now homeowners of my grandparents' house.
They stayed there? That's like, I know. I mean, her grandma, they probably mean
they
well,
probably,
but like,
when once she told her that
they
it was
still
her
wanted
mom
to live
or something.
In the house.
Yeah, I don't know.
The descriptions.
Once they found out it was like nice people, maybe they were like, okay.
The descriptions
at least.
Of the like outfits mm-hmm. is what gets me. When
they were like, I saw this ghost of this, this, and this. And she's like, well, that was my mom.
That's her. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
And she was, they were probably like, dang it, we didn't even get to live in our freaking
yeah,
dream.
So they're
home.
Living in it. They're
yeah,
living
like,
in it.
We're
they're living
live
it up in the afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scaring a few people, yeah. Scaring the babysitters.
Yeah.
This one was kind of freaky just because it's kind of one of those where they have similar.
Yes.
It was as when I was 15 years old, my mom and I decided to have a sleepover and sleep in the same bed. That night I was having a nightmare, but not just any nightmare. In this one, I could see the room and myself sleeping. All of a sudden, I see a dark shadow that looked like a witchy figure spiraling towards my bed, pointing at me and laughing at my face. I felt like I was conscious in my own dream, but couldn't move and wake up. They call this a sleep paralysis is what I've heard. I started praying and I was finally able to wake up. In the morning, I told my mom that I had the worst nightmare and explained to her exactly what had happened. Her eyes got super wide. She sat down and told me that she had the same exact dream.
No.
For the exception that the witch figure asked her, do you think that evil doesn't exist? We were both so shocked and scared. Because
chills.
Who in this world is able to have the same nightmare on the same night?
That's terrifying. I've had sleep paralysis before too. And I've had it only one time when I was the most tired I've ever been in my life. It was the day we got Ozzy home from the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And it was the scariest thing in my life. And to have like somebody else feeling those same mm-mm. things at the same time.
Same dream, same time. Yep. Except
because yeah. My eyes were awake. I couldn't move my body, couldn't talk. And I was screaming to my sister, but realized that it was only in my head because I couldn't move my mouth.
Nope.
But I could see the room.
Nope.
Yeah. And a lot of people in sleep paralysis will see the same. They'll see like a scary figure in there and they can't do anything because they're just stuck. Can't move. Mm-hmm. And I had
worst
to wait
nightmare.
There until I could wiggle my fingers. And then I like jumped up and like looked in the bassinet to make sure Ozzy was okay. It was the scariest freaking thing.
I do not. Do not approve.
Uh-uh.
Do not approve. I have one more that's really good.
Okay.
But you do you
yes.
have another one? Okay,
wait,
you go,
I think
you go.
I do. So I was dating a guy in high school and his dad passed unexpectedly. I was basically living at my BF's house at the time and his dad always slept in the living room. The next morning when I woke up, I could hear loud crying in the living room and I knew his mom was having a hard time. So I laid in bed awake and told myself if she was crying really loud in 5 more minutes, I would go out there and give her a hug. 5 minutes went by and it kept getting louder. My BF was sleeping, so I got up and went into the living room. The crying stopped immediately when I opened the door and no one was there. I checked the whole house, the driveway, no cars, nothing. Called his mom and sister and they both hadn't been home all morning. They left super early. Creepiest thing that has ever happened to me.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so who was it?
I don't know.
Who was crying? He thought it was the mom?
She thought it was the mom like crying about the dad being gone. And
but it was just like a woman crying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Nope. This one says, my sister was out for her early morning run. She always took the same route on a canal path near her neighborhood. In the distance, she could see a small child in their pajamas carrying a stuffed animal of some kind, and they were crying. My sister immediately rushed towards the little girl. As she got closer, she could hear the crying louder and louder. The little girl ran behind a tree, and when my sister got there, she never took her eyes off the tree, but the little girl was gone, literally nowhere to be seen, and there were not any places for this child to go without my sister seeing her. She called the police, and they came looking for the girl. They never found her or any evidence that she was actually there, but an older officer on the call said that years ago, a little girl, only 3 years old, had died in that canal after sleepwalking, going out of her house and falling into the water.
That's a big nightmare. Okay, this one's crazy. I just remembered this one. This one says, my brother was deciding between two schools for college. Decision day was approaching and he started to lean towards one school. One night he had a dream that our grandpa, who had passed away when we were very young, like 3 years old, came to him and told him to write down a sentence. He remembers waking up and writing it down. In the morning, he looked at what he wrote, but it was in another language. Turns out it was one of the school's alma mater in Italian. My brother doesn't even know Italian. He went to that school and it was the best 4 years of his life. Never could have had a better fit.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's like a good cool.
Yeah.
That's like it was superpower really cool. Wow.
Yeah.
That might be a good one to end on.
I know.
Honestly, it's that's happy. A good one. It's a good vibe. He said he had the best 4 years of his life. Way to go, Grandpa.
I know.
See, can't you just do that? Can you just not appear, but can you like help out in other ways? Such a better story.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Well, I don't know if we'll ever film one of these again because I don't know if I can take it.
We'll see.
Maybe around Halloween we'll get the courage again this year.
Yeah.
Just give us like 7 more months.
Give us time to recover. I think my chills are perma on my leg. Yeah. Though.
And when I tell you that there's still hundreds and
no,
we're
thousands,
still
I swear.
Currently getting them, like how do you look at that and be like, oh no, I don't believe in ghosts.
No,
or
literally.
Spirits or anything. Like this is not every person in the world is not making stories up. Like they are with us.
They're definitely with us.
Anyway, you guys, thanks for tuning in. We are done filming in Hawaii, so we're gonna be back in our normal little
swing
place
of things
soon.
Next time you see us.
Lauren hasn't been in her house in forever.
Yeah, literally haven't seen it. And our house is changing. We're currently finishing our basement
and
our yard. And so I feel like we're going to get back to...
to a new house, probably. Well,
it's not going to be finished, but it's going to be changed.
Lots of change.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys have been gone for over a month.
I know. It's crazy.
Crazy.
But also, I forgot to mention Derek's freaking scary story of the demidog. And I feel like I feel like he needs to tell that story one day.
Okay,
so
all right. Next time Derek's on the pod.
Next time they're on the pod, we do like a scary stories talk.
Yeah.
He has to talk about his demidog.
And this one still strikes fear, but it me and Lo cannot stop laughing at it.
And like it actually it's bad because like it's like very haunting for Derek. Like he's still traumatized by it, and it's like the scariest thing he's ever gone through. So when he's telling it, and he's so serious, I don't know what it is about people being like serious about. Why does it make me laugh?
Also, the way he tells it is funny,
and he's being so serious and scared.
Yeah,
but it's just it is actually very haunting, though. It's a very scary story.
Honestly,
but
the day he's told it, it's never scared me. Funny. But we'll have him. You can decide. You can be the deciders on if you think it's scary or not.
Yeah.
It's his arm mode. Like, we need to have him do the full motions
spiel.
And everything.
Yeah. Maybe you have to watch him tell it because
it's pretty good.
It's good stuff.
So anyway. We'll have him on and we'll throw that in there.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening today, and we will see you guys next week.
We'll see you guys next week.
Love Back ya. In the land of Utah.
Love you. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.